I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly half the eligible voters in Afghanistan turned out for the parliamentary elections over the weekend. They were urged to use them to build a better country, but there's a long road ahead. The medical system is in bad shape. Cure International's Jackie Lammer says their team is careful to obey the guidelines as guests in Afghanistan. Still, the gospel is simple.
Our expatriate staff really try to model Christian behavior by doing the walk and speaking to our colleagues and our patients, just kind of being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Next, an undisclosed country in the Middle East is in the midst of a spiritual revolution. That's evangelist Sammy Tippett, who conducted discipleship training to push revival.
This country is on the brink of going one of two ways. It is known already as an extremist-type country, and it could continue to go that way. However, there is a movement among young people in the country, not only for Christianity, but rejecting the status quo of Islam in that nation. So the impact that this could make could be literally revolutionary.
And life catches up to you when you put entering the mission field on hold until after. Sometimes after means never. California businessman Brad Stoner was one of those who put off his interest in missions, but once he opened the door, he's been able to make up for lost time. Since 1999, he's made 33 trips to 10 countries, mostly through E3 partners to spread the gospel. The point is, take the time now to get involved. You can pray, you can give, or you can go. More details at our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India with Global Action. Your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on that link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.